A doctor? Yes, dear, he's my doctor, although he's a little older than what I had in mind for you. He's probably in his late 30s. I think he's the answer to your prayers, and there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to like him. Miss Bessie, you know how I feel about your playing Cupid. Yes, but then you know how I feel about your being alone. Jason's been dead for 4 years. You need to move on. I have moved on. I'm just not ready to get seriously involved with anyone yet. But life's passing you by, and so are rare opportunities for you to meet someone special. Now is the time for you to start seriously thinking about finding the right man for you.
And Mrs. Johnstone has taken the notion that I'm him.
Maxie's head jerked toward the husky voice, and her gaze met that of the tall figure of the man casually leaning in the doorway. She lifted a brow and decided she couldn't lie. He was extremely nice-looking, and the slow smile that spread across his face made her feel completely at ease, given their awkward situation. From what he just said, Maxie knew that Bessie had been feeding him a bill of goods about her, just like Bessie had been doing her about him. Faced with the inevitable, Maxie stood and crossed the room, offering him her hand in a warm greeting. "Hi, I'm Maxine Chandler." He took her hand, and she noticed how warm it felt in his.
"And I'm Dr. Reginald Tanner."
He released her hand, but continued to look at her. The look in his gaze indicated he liked what he saw.
"I've heard a lot about you, Ms. Chandler."
Maxie chuckled. "I'm sure you have, and Bessie has been telling me about you as well, Dr. Tanner." Now it was his time to chuckle.
"I find that Miss Johnstone is one determined lady when she makes her mind up about something." "Trust me, she is. And I'm sure that you are aware that she won't let the matter rest until I ask you out."
"Probably not."
"So, Maxine Chandler, how about going to a movie with me this weekend?"